This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The National Transportation Safety Board sending four investigators to the site of a train derailment in southern Colorado. Officials gave an update yesterday saying that 30 cars left the track in Pueblo County, closing I-25 in both directions due to that debris. The agency says its investigation will focus on the probable cause of the derailment, as well as the adequacy of track inspections and maintenance, as well as any issues with equipment. A preliminary report is expected within the next 30 days, although it could take upwards of 2 years to release that final report.
State lawmakers like Pueblo Democratic Senator Nick Heinrichsen says they were already working to address rail system safety with legislation for the upcoming session.
Colorado has fortunately been able to avoid in a large impact. We're not avoiding that anymore. And I think we need to realize that, and we need to take that seriously.
Heinrichsen is already on the Transportation Legislative Review Committee that approved proposals earlier this month, including limiting train length and increasing safety inspections. State officials say it will take a considerable amount of time to clear the crash site on I-25, and cleanup cannot begin until investigators finish their work at the scene. The derailment led to the death of 60-year-old LaFollette Henderson, a driver who was trapped in his semi-truck when a railroad overpass collapsed above his track. Justin Fox narrowly avoided being caught in the derailment as well.
Kind of talked about how if we hadn't had some small instances happen to us, that we might have been right in the middle of it had we been 5 minutes sooner. So yeah. It's kind of a blessing thing.
U.S. Transportation Secretary said federal agencies also ready to lend assistance to get I-25 reopened following the derailment. Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he has been in conversation with Governor Polis following that derailment. Buttigieg says that he has been briefed by both Federal Highway and Federal Railroad Administrations and is ready to help in, quote, any way needed to get I-25 back up to normal use. CDOT says drivers should be prepared for an extended closure during the ongoing investigation using Highway 115 and 50 to get between the Springs and Pueblo.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is asking parents to take a more active role in helping teenagers become more responsible drivers. The agency says the number of deadly crashes involving teen drivers in Colorado is up by 33% so far this year. And even more concerning, 61 teen drivers have died so far this year, an increase of more than 50%. The chief of the Colorado State Patrol says young drivers often underestimate the risks they face on the road, stressing the need for education and awareness for teens. A CDOT spokesperson says parents need to set clear ground rules, model good driving behavior, and have ongoing conversations about distracted driving, impaired driving, and speeding. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says a bear cub that ran onto I-25 yesterday had to be put down after being hit by a vehicle. The bear was spotted on the northbound side of the highway near the Woodman Road exit around 12:30 yesterday afternoon. Traffic in the area stopped as first responders worked to get the bear off the interstate. The bear was euthanized by wildlife officers after they determined it was too severely injured to recover.
Colorado Springs Police say that charges have been filed against the driver following a deadly crash in August. Police announcing yesterday that 76-year-old Richard Goodwin has been charged with careless driving resulting in death. 51-year-old Marcus Bogart was hit and killed in the parking lot of the Woodman Valley Shopping Center. That is near Woodman and Academy back on August 31st. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol, though, played a role in that crash.
Colorado Springs police are asking for you to be on the lookout for a suspect involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash. The crash happened September 21st near the intersection of Fountain and Murray. The pedestrian died on the scene as a result of it after the car took off. The suspect vehicle is believed to be a black 2019-2021 Honda Passport that may have damage to its front end, last seen driving east on Fountain toward Jetwing. Anyone with information is asked to call the Colorado Springs Police.
And the Tattered Cover bookstore location in Colorado Springs set to close after its parent company declared bankruptcy. Bended Page LLC announcing yesterday that they plan to close 3 of their 7 locations as a part of a reorganization plan. Stores in Denver and Westminster also set to close. The Colorado Springs location on Tejon opened just last year and was the first location outside of the Denver metro.
Another beautiful fall afternoon here across southern Colorado. Look for mainly sunny skies and warm temperatures today, up to 81 degrees in Colorado Springs, 85 in Pueblo, and winds are going to be light out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. As we head into the midweek on Wednesday, about 10 degrees cooler with the low 70s in the forecast. From the Stormcracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.